President Donald Trump has described a vote by the US House of Representatives to formally rebuke him over the Iran war as, quote, unpatriotic. The House passed a Democrat-led war powers resolution aimed at halting further military action against Iran unless it's authorised by Congress. The resolution passed with four Republicans crossing the floor to join the Democrats. Tess Bridgman is co-editor-in-chief of Just Security and is a former legal advisor to President Barack Obama's National Security Council. I spoke to her earlier. How significant is the fact that this war powers resolution was approved by the House of Representatives yesterday?
It's a really significant step, and I will acknowledge that it is symbolic in terms of not having the force of law, but sometimes symbolism really does matter. And here where you have finally enough Republicans joining with their Democratic colleagues to pass this measure, it really is a significant rebuke to President Trump's handling of the war and his governing style more generally, where he's willing to go it alone unilaterally rather than coming to Congress. And this is the first major step we've seen on the House side of the House being willing to step up and really fight for its own prerogatives.
The resolution will now go to the Senate. How likely is it to pass? And if so, what happens then?
Sure. Well, the Senate actually has a couple of options. It could take up this measure that the House has just passed, or it could continue on with one of the measures that's already been pending in that chamber, which has a different form because there are different procedures that get resolutions to the floor fastest in different chambers. So either way, what we'll see ahead is the likelihood that we'll need 51 votes in the Senate if they act on the measure that's already pending there to move ahead. They did have 50 votes in the last effort to get it out of committee. It is possible that they could get 51. From there, however, what we would see would be the likelihood of a veto by the president should something actually succeed in passing out of both chambers. And it's really unlikely that we would see a supermajority needed to overcome that presidential veto.
President Trump and his senior aides have dismissed any effort by Congress to limit the White House war powers as unconstitutional. Is it legal for lawmakers to force a president to withdraw troops?
It is. And, you know, the constitutional question starts, of course, back when President Trump began this conflict on February 28th without going to Congress for authorization. And our Constitution is very clear on its face. And there's a good deal of practice and history here as well, of course. But it is Congress that has the authority to decide when the nation goes to war. And while the president does have some concurrent authority to protect the nation from sudden attack, there's no disputing that that is just not what happened here. So it's Congress's constitutional authority, in fact, that's at stake. And that's why it's so important that Congress step up and use the tools at its disposal, including the War Powers Resolution, which is really a backstop for enforcing its own constitutional authority.
Does this whole move, does it have midterms written all over it, Tess?
It could. And, you know, I think you do see some members realizing that this war is deeply unpopular at home. It's caused, of course, skyrocketing gas prices, among other problems for constituents. And look, you know, President Trump has the tools at his disposal to end this war tomorrow if he wants to. Those are sanctions tools. Those are, you know, the diplomatic leverage created by the economic situation that the United States put in place with years of sanctions efforts. So, you know, if the president wants to be in a place where he can let the members of his own party go home and say, we brought this to an end, he can do that. But he seems dug in right now in terms of not having a real exit strategy and not being willing to make the compromises needed to get to a deal.
Under the War Powers Resolution, presidents are required to remove US forces from any conflict that Congress has not authorized within 60 days. But in a letter to Congress, of course, on May the 1st, the White House said the clock had stopped because the hostilities which began on February 28th were terminated with a ceasefire, which came into force on the 7th of April. Is that legal argument valid?
It's not. And it's not valid for two independent reasons. One is that, you know, the executive branch of our government has taken a really narrow view on what that word hostilities means for these purposes. And, you know, under even that very narrow view, it's indisputable that hostilities have remained ongoing, that the two countries have continued to exchange fire. There continue to be, in fact, injuries and you know, U.S. positions hit, in addition, of course, to the damage inflicted on the Iranian side, not to mention the ongoing naval blockade. So notwithstanding the use of the word ceasefire and the kind of slower tempo of hostilities, it's irrefutable that hostilities remain ongoing. But I think the other important piece here is that Congress doesn't take such a narrow view of what hostilities means.